Hey Ravens fans, I'm Garrett Downing and this is Ryan Mink, and it's time for this week's edition of the Flock Mailbag. We're out here on the practice fields. Training camp just wrapped up on Thursday. You'll have to forgive us. It's a little windy out here, so Mink's hair's taking on a little bit of a life of its own.
Wow. Sorry.
Haircut. Next week we'll have a haircut for Ryan.
Yes, I promise.
All right, let's jump right into the questions. First one is about one of the rookies, Tommy Streeter. Matthias asks, if Tommy Streeter doesn't make the team, could he end up on the practice squad, or would another team pick him up?
Yeah, I think it would be tough to sneak Tommy Streeter by waivers and get him on the practice squad. I think another team would take a chance on him just because he has so much potential. I mean, like we've said a million times so far through training camp, 6'5", 4'4", 40. I mean, the guy has a lot of potential. Yeah. And if you cut him at the end, then you are allowing any other team to come in, swoop him up. They can put him either on their practice squad. He can choose to go to their practice squad, or they can say, hey, Tommy, we got a spot on the active roster for you. You might be active on game day. So that could be alluring to him as well.
I think that's a really good point that you make, because I think there's a misconception out there that you can just slide a guy onto your practice squad without any risk of him going elsewhere. That's not how it works. To get a guy in your practice squad, you actually cut him from the roster, then he has his free choice. Any other team's practice squad, if they're offering it, or another team's active roster. And like Ozzie Newsome always says, it only takes one team. So any other team out there that says we got a spot on our active roster, he'd go in that direction, because it doesn't make sense to take a spot here on a practice squad when he has an active roster spot somewhere else. So I think I'm with you on that one. I think I could see another team taking a chance on him and giving him a spot.
If he doesn't make the team.
Right. That is taking a leap right now, because we don't know what's going to happen there. All right. Next question comes from D.D. Siegel. How's Christian Thompson, the rookie safety, looking, and what role would he play if he ends up making the team?
I don't think I've seen him stand out a lot in training camp practices, but that doesn't really surprise me at this point for Christian Thompson, just because for a rookie safety, really it's a big mental thing. You know, with safeties, you notice them when they're at the right spot at the right time.
Or at the wrong spot at the wrong time.
Exactly. And I haven't noticed either one, to be honest. I haven't noticed a lot in the right spot, a lot like of him getting burnt. You know, and I think the reason for that is that he just isn't up to the veteran standard, you know, Ed Reed for sure, right. You know, with his mental game. I think he's physically got it all right there. He's fast. He's physical. I really like that about him, but he's a rookie. And for a safety, there's a big leap to make to the NFL.
Yeah, for the first part of the question, will he make the team? I think absolutely.
For sure.
I think he's definitely going to make the team. A mid-round draft pick, you're not going to cut a guy like that in training camp. I would be shocked if that was the case. And I agree with you. I think he's probably more suited for special teams this year. But he does give you a lot of depth at safety. But, you know, let's be honest. That's a good group right there. He's not going to unseat Ed Reed or Bernard Pollard for a starting job there, you know, or one of the veterans who's a backup. He provides depth in special teams, I think, for this first year.
And I think he could be a very good special teams player. Like I say, fast. Physical, that's exactly what you're looking for.
Yeah, and build for the future of that position.
Right.
All right, next question deals with one of the hottest topics in the NFL right now. Marlon asks about the wide receiver, Chad Johnson. Any chance the Ravens bring him here?
I don't think there's any chance that he comes to Baltimore. You know, I mean, even with all the legal problems that he's facing right now, I mean, I don't think that he's really a fit for this team outside of that. They don't want to get older at wide receiver. They've gone through a youth movement. Also, they have so many wide receivers that we're sitting here debating whether Tommy Streeter's going to make the team. You know, somebody they invested a draft pick in already. So, no, I don't think they're looking to add any more wide receivers, especially Chad Johnson.
Well, the other thing, too, is if they were really interested in Chad Johnson, they could have taken a flyer on him earlier before the Dolphins did. I mean, he was a free agent at that point. They could have signed him then. They chose not to. Miami took a chance and obviously ended up cutting him. So, I'm with you, Ryan. I would be really surprised if they took Chad Johnson or took a chance on him. I just don't see it happening.
I mean, his days could be over in the NFL completely.
Right. That's a big question mark for him right now. So, all right, that's all the time we have for the questions this week, but keep the questions coming on Facebook and on Twitter. And as always, keep it right here on BaltimoreRavens.com.